The Hertz Arena was packed for the campaign stop, and there was an overflow crowd outside watching the rally on a giant screen. President Trump took to the stage around 7:40 with no introduction. He began by talking briefly about the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that left 11 people dead and his recent trip to that city. He then gave shouts out to Republican politicians who were on hand, including Congressman Francis Rooney, Matt Gaetz, and Greg Stube, as well as Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis. Florida Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Rick Scott spoke for about 5 minutes before Congressman DeSantis spoke with his wife at his side for about 10 minutes before turning the rally back over to President Trump, who said everything they have achieved is at stake in this election.
But to continue our incredible momentum, you must go out and vote for Rick and Ron. Loyal citizens like you help build this country. And together we are taking back our country, returning power to you, the American people, which is true.
Trump's rhetoric and talking points were pretty standard for these kinds of rallies, which he's held since being elected, including criticizing what he called the radical left-wing media, which he again decried as the enemy of the people. Earlier in the day, during a press conference, Democratic Congressman and former Republican Florida Governor Charlie Crist said uniting rather than dividing should be the order of the day, especially here in Florida.
I think what we've seen, sadly, from the president and Mr. DeSantis is that kind of red meat rhetoric, for lack of a better term, that tries to divide people, drive wedges of a political nature between us rather than unite us.
President Trump heads next to Missouri for the first of 11 campaign rallies on his schedule before the midterm election next Tuesday. Mike Kinnaery, WGCU News.